This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The week. Hey, everybody, thanks for spending some of it with us. Kate Delaney is always happy to navigate these choppy waters with all of you. Kamikaze drones, have you heard of them? Of course you have. I know we've talked about it before in this show. Russia has used the kamikaze drones to strike Kyiv, did it on Monday, which now is putting Ukraine in a more desperate situation for more defense, air defense systems that can get these drones, strike them out of the air from a distance. They avoid a lot of air defense systems. That's why they're so potent and successful. That's why they're kamikaze drones, and they're being used by the Russians, imported from Iran. Military weapons, psychological weapons, that buzz that's all of a sudden over you, and then boom, attacks on major cities. That's the future of Ukraine for sure, and already happened. So it's a regular feature now. By the way, Ukraine is using it too. So both sides are utilizing the drones however they can, but in different ways. The drones that Russia uses are designed to strike specific targets with explosives. So think about that for a second. Just close your eyes for a second and imagine you hear that buzzing noise. I know you've seen it. I know you've had a drone over your head at some point, maybe. Maybe not. Seems like I have seen many, many a drone in my time. In fact, we had two drones. One ended up upside down on a giant school wall somewhere. Another one crashed into a tree, so we are not great drone operators. But recreational drone use is different. These drones are designed to strike specific targets with explosives, like I said, that can be delivered at distances of up to 1,500 miles an hour. 1,500 miles an hour, distances of up to 1,500 miles. That's incredible. And it's known as loitering munitions. So what it is you think about that, they're supposed to kind of loiter over battlefields. They look for targets like radar and hit them. When they find the target, they launch themselves into it. Kamikaze, nosedive right into it. That's why they call them that. Because it's the reference back to the days when aviators flew suicide attacks for the Japanese during World War II. And, you know, of course, these are small, maneuverable. I just told you, you know, where, how far they could go, where they are, how far away they could hit something. And apparently the Russians have bought an arsenal of thousands of them. So they make that distinct buzzing sound, and they look for these targets when they're, I mean, hopefully you can hear them coming, and you can a little bit, but how much time do you have before you can get away from it so you can get out of the way of a potential explosion? In fact, Ukrainians are calling them flying mopeds because of how loud they are. The blast radius is smaller. They don't send shrapnel flying usually in every direction, but they're deadly, killing four people in Kyiv, including a man and a woman, a couple, and the woman was pregnant. So Russian forces are looking for that advantage, and this is what they're trying to take advantage of. And Iran started delivering those drones and other weapons to Russia, and sending advisors to train them how to operate them. And, of course, the Pentagon has publicly confirmed the use of them. Ukraine believes Russia has ordered maybe 2,400 kamikaze drones. And Kyiv is pushing its allies to send something, you know, some kind of air defense systems that can stop them. So I think they're going to really ratchet it up, obviously, because they've seen the success that they can have with this. They can terrorize Ukrainians at a very low cost and far away from the so-called front lines, right? It's because they can hit different areas. This is a scary thing, I think. And, of course, now Kyiv is really pretty much cutting off almost diplomatic relations with Tehran because you've got the partnership between Russia and Iran. And Zelensky calls it collaboration with evil, right? Which I would agree. So the drones were used for the first time, you know, they got this arsenal of them, to strike Kyiv on Monday in this attempt to target a thermal power station that supplies the capital. And as I mentioned, four people were killed, could be more, but the four is confirmed. And the idea is to take out as much power as they can and hit those key areas. So this is really interesting, that what we're entering into with this situation with Russia, and how do you fend off some of those drone attacks? What do you do to get that, you know, to get them out of the sky as fast as possible when they're bearing down on areas where there are people, right? I mean, that's the deal. All right, elsewhere, closer to home, there's still a lot of conversation about what's hitting us in our pocketbooks, in what's happening with food prices. Now there's word that tomatoes are going to go up because the crop isn't there. So think of things that use tomatoes besides just flat-out tomatoes themselves, ketchup, sauce, you know, you have pasta or whatever. Might be a good time when you go to the grocery store and it's still pretty affordable to grab a couple of extra jars of marinara sauce or whatever it is you use if you're so inclined to do that. But the California area is having a tough time with it because they've been hit in all kinds of areas, from the plants to growing less because they're dealing with less water, right? They're dealing with drought situations, so the production isn't as much. So you've got farmers who are squeezed because of the crushing drought. So the cost of growing tomatoes is higher, 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 and it's going to absolutely hit a lot of things that we love to eat. So get ready for that because you're going to feel that too. You know, when you go to the grocery store and we're talking about bread or milk or eggs, this is just more produce that is going to go much, much higher. And because of that lack of water and the fact also that it's labor intensive and there's not, in some cases, enough labor, it's inevitable that we're going to see the prices pass on to all of us. That price hike is going to hit us soon, I say within the next couple of weeks, and because they just don't have that crop that they normally would have. And then, of course, we're talking about interest rates and what the Fed will do in November and December, 3/4 of a point, again, a percentage point. If that rises, I think it's supposed to help curb inflation, but we haven't seen that because they jumped into it, in my opinion, a little too late. Mic drop coming up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Touch that one. Perfect for Halloween. All right, I got to tell you this one. I have seen all kinds of things delivered. I mean, we live in the land of delivery right now and convenience. There is no question about that. Look, when you flip on the tube, you see the different ways that people are having food delivered. You pull up to your restaurants now, and maybe you're going in, but you still have a lot of those pickup signs, and people are still picking up meals. But most of us like the convenience of having it delivered right to us, right? You don't have to do anything. You just wait for it. And there have been just a field day, I think, when you're, like I said, you're watching or streaming or doing whatever, and you see these spots for Uber Eats and what they're delivering, that all of your food needs can be met. I like the comedian Tracy Morgan, and he talks about how much food that he has delivered. And he has a, kind of a clever spot when it comes to all this sort of game food that he gets. And then there have been the spots that make fun of what's being delivered, and comedians are featured in them and other well-known people. How about, your weed? How do you get weed? Imagine Uber Eats delivering your cannabis right to your door. You don't have to imagine. Not if you live in, Canada. Uber Eats, with a big announcement that they're going to deliver cannabis to people in the Toronto area, the food delivery service is partnering with online marijuana marketplace Leafly to deliver from three local cannabis retailers, right? So if you're over the age of 19 in Toronto, you'll be allowed to place orders from three local licensed cannabis retailers in the city. They send staff certified under the province's Cannabis Retail Education Program to deliver customers' purchases to their doorstep. I think this is going to explode. I think this is coming to a market near you in the United States. And what Canada's general manager says is that we're partnering with industry leaders like Leafly to help retailers offer safe, convenient options for people in Toronto to purchase legal cannabis for delivery to their homes, which will help combat the illegal market and help reduce impaired driving. Oh, that's what you have to hit on, impaired driving. And that's what they're really hammering. So they've really looked into this and done some research on whether or not it's viable. And, of course, Uber Eats has become a pretty versatile platform, and it's used by businesses that are big and small and all kinds of people in the United States and Canada, all over the place. And Leafly is a big cannabis marketplace in Canada, at least for the last handful of years. And they support like 200 retailers. And they say, there's another mic drop in the back. They say that this is the way to bring that legal cannabis to people, like I mentioned. Now, what's interesting, just as a quick aside, this new initiative kicks in as what they're saying when they detail the number of cannabis stores, that it's actually gone up from 1,400, up from just a little over 1,000 in the last 2 years. And they see that continue to climb. And this is just another way to deliver marijuana, right? Deliver pot to the people who could legally get it, and to tell them, hey, you don't have to be impaired. You don't have to worry. I mean, we're just going to bring it right to your doorstep. And I just wonder what would be the complications of that. I can think of a few. The whole, I mean, obviously the privacy thing, but they've worked that out, supposedly, with how they deal with whoever the customer is. And then what's coming to the door. But that's the whole idea of Uber Eats. Nobody really knows what you're having delivered to your home. I guess you could get if you get the munchies, you could have that delivered along with your pot. Hey, on the way in, would you mind stopping and getting me some groceries? And then you give them the crazy list. If you could just bring those and the pot, we're all good. I'm just saying, maybe there's yet another leap you could take. Of course, they could always have them separately, but to have them delivered at the same time, I think would be quite interesting. Let's put it that way. All right, we are just weeks away, it feels like. I mean, look, we're in the middle of October, but before you know it, it's going to be the midterm elections. We're starting to see a lot of interesting debates that are happening probably in your area, depending on what offices are open or being challenged. And one of the hugely contested and really watched races is what's happening with Herschel Walker for that Georgia Senate race. Against Senator Raphael Warnock, who's the Democrat there in Georgia. And they had a debate, and in the debate there were some terrible fumbling moments for Walker. There's been this challenge to some of the things that he's said, but in the polling, including he got himself into a corner with he was a cop, and then he was aiding the cops, and he has an honorary badge and all of that. But He apparently, in this new poll, leads by 2 percentage points. Once early voting starts in Georgia, we'll get a better handle on what's happening with that Senate race. But that's a very, 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 very big one. Just like in Pennsylvania, the Republican candidate there, Dr. Oz, is all that TV medical fame going to help him and push him, you know, over the top? So Republicans are feeling, with some of their candidates, optimistic about breaking the 50-all Senate tie in these midterm elections on November 8th. And I think some of these are very, very close. Election night is going to be interesting to tally up what is going to happen. Are there going to be some incumbents that are going to get rolled? Are there going to be some newcomers that upend them? Or is it different when people actually go out and vote? And is there a heavy voter turnout? Because that's, of course, always the other part of it, and the part that I don't understand of not voting. I get the frustration and feeling not represented, having your voice not heard, but part of that, part of what you do is you get involved and try to get the people that you feel have the right voice for your area elected, and getting involved in, you know, getting involved in that is at the local level is one of the best things that you can, you know, that you can do. All right. With this quick moment here that's left, of course, energy, what's happening to the economy, all of that is, I think, going to be a referendum is what we're going to see with some of this voting. The president is going to release another 10 to 15 million barrels of oil, he says, to balance the markets. So that's coming from the stockpile, and to keep gasoline prices from climbing. The White House is going to replenish the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve, because that's your other question, right? Oh, well, what happens to the reserve? And apparently that's the deal. So the 10 to 15 barrels of oil will come from that stockpile, and then it will be replenished. But this should help keep the markets lower when it comes to gasoline, and we'll see. You know, how long does that stretch, and then what happens after that, and what direction are the prices going in? Because we're starting to see them climb just a little bit. What happens when you have a massive crush on a celebrity? Do you buy everything that they represent? Well, maybe. We're talking about that next.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is launching a portal for Americans to apply for the controversial student loan forgiveness program. Speaking from the White House, President Biden describes the program as a game changer for millions of Americans.
no forms to upload, no special login to remember. It's available in English and in Spanish on desktop and mobile. It takes less than 5 minutes.
Nebraska, Missouri, Iowa, South Carolina, Kansas, and Arkansas all sued the administration over the loan forgiveness program. Apple is expected to unveil its new iPad Pro in the next few days. Bloomberg reports the newest model will feature the M2 chip, which is used in the current MacBook Air laptop. The upgrade will give the iPad a speed boost of 20%, but it may look the same as older models. USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I am so excited to introduce you to Wayne Griffin. His book is called Elizabeth Taylor, My Celebrity Connection. And I can't tell you how much I love Elizabeth Taylor. So how exciting it is, one, that he really has this amazing connection that happened, because I think he was pretty brave in how he reached out, and just the stories about her. And I think even younger people can relate to some of those stories of Elizabeth Taylor. There was something magical about her. Wayne, thank you so much for doing this.
It's my pleasure, Kate. Thank you for having me on board and for your time today.
So what started your fascination with Elizabeth Taylor?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, I think it goes back to me as a gay man in the 80s and sort of not having really parents that I sort of could come out to, and knowing what she meant to the gay community, I sort of connected. I connected to her. I wrote to her. I actually came out to her in a letter. I mean, that's where it all began. But, I mean, I had friends that had sent me postcards with pictures of her on and stuff like that previous to that. And so I'm like, well, who is this woman? She is just out of this world. I was just so mesmerized by her. And, you know, then I did the usual thing fans do, get all the movies and watch all the movies and wait for that first on-screen appearance to just see that magnificent woman appear on the screen. It was, it was amazing.
Do you have a favorite Elizabeth Taylor movie, or no, you just like them all?
No, I don't like them all. No, there's some that aren't quite, you know, they don't meet the benchmark. But, you know, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? I love Cleopatra. I can get that out and watch that again and again and again. And just some of those one-liners in there are just classic. Giants, Rain Tree County is a favorite of mine. I'm usually... Sometimes it depends too on my collection. I mean, what items do I have from those movies or that are associated to those movies will sometimes dictate to me what my favorites are.
In your book, you talk about that. Tell us some of what you have in your collection and how this came to be, how it went from PR people, I'll call them, assistants, sending you maybe something back, like, a, you know, hey, thanks for your, you know, interest in Elizabeth, to it becoming more personal.
Well, you know, there was a lot of that going on. There was a lot of writing. I mean, I remember writing for about 4 years. The first letter I got back was from a secretary or a PR person, and I wasn't happy with that. I wanted that connection. So, you know, eventually that did happen, and I was corresponding with Elizabeth directly. But, I mean, you know, I've got things in my connection, in my collection that, stories, for example, in my book that come from her childhood friend, Bruce Culverhouse, that shared some stories about growing up in the Taylor house, because her parents were employed by the Taylors as chauffeurs and the mother was a maid. So, you know, Ruth grew up with Elizabeth. So there's some stories in there about that, and how George Culverhouse was the very first person to teach Elizabeth Taylor to walk, which, you know, that's her first steps to stardom began with him. A picnic on Dix River during Raintree County is a picnic basket a lady used to go on the set, and quite often Elizabeth and some of the other members would join them and sit on the bank of the river and have a picnic from this wonderful picnic basket and a blanket that was made 150 years ago by her great-grandmother or something, you know. And there's other things where there's been lockets and things kept away in a bank safe, and then, you know, the person's passed away and handed it down through the family. And these were gifted things from Elizabeth that she'd actually given to people during filming or stuff like that, because she was a very giving person, you know.
Yeah, for you to have all this memorabilia and to be able to go and look at whatever it might be, do you feel like she's sort of still alive, that there's something about Elizabeth that you're connected more than the rest of us?
Yeah, well, look, I think there is that. There is that definitely that connection. And the good thing about it is sometimes if you can get an image, or sometimes I get media coverage with her, like a cowboy hat she wore in 2009 to the Abbey Bar and Grill down the street from her home, coincidentally. She's in the wheelchair with the hat on. I mean, and I've got that hat, and I can, you know, in my book, for the very first time, I believe a biography or a book of this sort doesn't use QR codes. And I put QR codes through my book where we're talking about certain things. If she's won an Oscar for certain, you know, for something, there's a QR code, and you can actually click on the QR code, and you can, she transforms out of the pages and becomes alive. And there she is at the Oscars receiving an Oscar, or there she is in the wheelchair wearing the hat, you know. So, and I get goosebumps thinking about it. And some of my friends go, oh, my God, I've got goosebumps about this. And I've shown them. I've said, look, well, there's a picture there. Now let's turn it into reality. Let's click on the QR code and bring her alive. And why not?
Why not? I agree with you. I think it's wonderful that you did that. Is there one story about Elizabeth that just really resonated with you, personal or professional, which I'm sure there's so many, but is there one that you can hear over and over again and that you put in your book?
I think one thing that resonates with me about her was her boss in business, her determination to not just be another actor, not just be a plaything for studios to do, and to, you know, show her sexuality and be who she really wanted to be. And, you know, I feel also that because she lost her father quite young, that maybe that's why she had, I was thinking this morning, why did she get married 8 times? I mean, who's going to do that? But, I mean, she loved people. She, you know, and I think, you know, minus the father figure earlier in her life, is probably one of the reasons why she wanted that man constantly throughout her life. And she wasn't one to sort of just have boyfriends here and there and everywhere. She was a loving person.
Who do you think her great love was? You mentioned the 8 marriages. Who was her great love?
Well, there was a toss-up in there between Richard Burton and Mark Todd, really. I mean, who's to say, I mean, if Mark Todd didn't, you know, die in that plane crash in 1958 or whatever it was, that they would have stayed together a lot longer than they did. I mean, it's hard to know, but, I mean, the relationship with Richard, obviously, 10 years or so, and then the second marriage, so maybe Richard. I mean, apparently they're selling her letters to Richard Burton at the minute, so her love letters. And she was buried, apparently, with one of them. So I would say Richard Burton. I'd say they're up in heaven doing a sequel to Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf.
Which is my favorite movie, and I love that you brought that up. I could watch that over and over. She was brilliant in that movie.
Yeah, excellent.
I mean, just brilliant. What, tell me more about the book and tell all of us more about the book. What else do you have in there?
Well, look, it's a biography, and there's been about 64 biographies on Elizabeth Taylor, so we don't want to play the same old music. You still got to sort of tell the basic storyline about where she was born. And I mean, obviously, I've intertwined things from her childhood and obviously information I got from her childhood friends and stuff like that and people that worked for her. So it's a general story of, you know, when she got married, when she acted in a certain movie, when she got sick, all that type of stuff's in there. But I think also it is, in there is the, it showcases also her willingness to be a part of a fanship with someone like myself. Well, she may have done exactly the same thing with lots of other people around the world, but to take time out of her day and respond to someone like me just shows another side of her. And then there's obviously the other side of it, which where I've interjected pieces of memorabilia. So we may be talking about, let's say the Bluebird in 1976, and there she is in a outfit going into the studio to film, and I've got that outfit, so you'll see that outfit on another page. So we're sort of blending the memorabilia through the story to bring it alive. And then, of course, you know, I've got the QR code to try it out, but I mean, I hope everyone else does.
Exactly, and you can get this book Barnes & Noble, Amazon.
Yes, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. There's, I've actually focused more on the American market, not so much here in Australia. So I think there's even 300 bookstores American-wide that will have the copy. And Elizabeth's going to attend the LA Festival of Books on the 23rd and 24th, and then she's going to be at the Miami Book Festival on the 19th to the 23rd of November. So she's still out there.
She's everywhere. So here's the thing. What was it like for you to write the book once you saw it? I mean, boom, there it is in your – we see it right behind you. It's beautiful. But once you get that copy, you've put it together, this has been such a big chunk of your life. What was that like?
It's a life's journey. It's taken me 10 years. It's like I collected and collected for a long time, and I was getting sort of – my partner was going, you know, when are you going to stop this craziness and stop collecting all this stuff? This house is just – a shrine to Elizabeth Taylor. I'm like, well, okay, I'm going to stop. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to write a book, and I'll put all the pieces in the book, and I'll tell a story, and then I'll stop collecting. That didn't happen. The collecting actually got worse. In 2010, I sent her a manuscript, a lovely satin-bound manuscript of the book. She read that. She got that. She sent me this beautiful comment or this beautiful card around, you know, how I had made her birthday so special and what a lovely tribute belt lavender book it was. Then sort of 5 months later, she passed away. So she didn't actually get to see the book in its real form. So then sort of it's sort of come and gone over the years, and some people have done the wrong thing by it, and some people have done the right thing, and it's never been what I've wanted it to be. It's got to be, you know, as her number one fan that I was declared by her, I need to present it in a way that is fitting to the Queen of Hollywood. So now, and coincidentally, if she hadn't been in love, it would have been her 90th birthday this year. So what I did, I released it on her birthday. So in actual fact, I've done a whole big loop, because that letter that she wrote 10 years ago to say thank you for the lovely lavender book on my birthday still applies 10 years later when I released the book on her birthday. So it's a bit goosebumpy.
It is goosebumpy. It's the perfect place to end this. We could talk and talk and talk, but what a tribute to Elizabeth Taylor, and what an amazing connection. You know, Elizabeth Taylor, my celebrity connection, that is a very big connection. Well-written book, excellent job, and it was great speaking with you.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you for having me, and you know, thank you for keeping the legacy of this wonderful woman alive.
Wayne Griffin, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ever feel
feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Well, I can't wait to introduce you to Mr. Pineapple and what an incredible theory he has, what a game changer it is, and this book. Honestly, I hope so many of you get it, and I hope so many people in the world read it as well, because he's really struck a chord with me, honestly, as all of you know what I do. Steve Matteau joins us, and again, he's Mr. Pineapple. The book is The Pineapple Theory, and that's what really his message is all about. Steve, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for the invite, Kate.
Tell me the road to The Pineapple Theory. How'd you come up with this, and what is it?
Yeah, that's a very good question, because I've been, even myself for the last 2 years, trying to think about how did I ever came up with this. And the only thing that I can share is, it's quite simple. For years, I just felt crushed like a lemon by the culture washing of, let's say, several corporate companies, crushed by several emotional fishermen, I like to call them, or by how the majority of society choose to act and speak from their thoughts without owning them, because the majority will seek around instead of within. The more extremes, we could even state that there are likely slaves of their negative emotions, and everything becomes an emotional illusions with life and time, resulting of many losing themselves, forgetting themselves from their methodology of their own choosing, resulting of many forgetting that they are in life possibly the solution. So what happens is, when I saw this through the emotional illusions of life and time like an eagle, I decided to sell my lemons, and I bought a pineapple. And from there, the pineapple theory took birth.
And tell us the pineapple theory.
Theoretically, what if adding a pineapple in people's life could assist humans to live on Earth more happily together? That simple.
Right. So it's a symbol. It's a symbol to remind us of that. And you talk about, I love this. This is like the greatest hashtag. You should hashtag this everywhere besides obviously the pineapple. But be positively curious, you say.
Correct. This is one of the key fundamental concepts of the pineapple theory. You can be curious in three different ways. You can be curious with biases, meaning with negative emotions. You can be curious, meaning with neutral emotion. That will usually make someone uncomfortable. Or you can be positively curious, meaning curious with positive emotions. That changes completely how you're approaching your curiosity, and the energy that comes out of you is positive, and that usually greatly assists whoever you're speaking with to lower their shield and have an open discussion because your curiosity is well-intended.
Wow, so that's wonderful. I love that. Three different ways to do that, and the biases, we want to throw those out, and that's so much what you're about, right?
That is correct, and that's why I like to call the emotional illusions of life and time. We are surrounded by biases, and how can we remain unbiased? This is a huge challenge for everyone, even myself. And this is one of the another concept that I like to share is we are all, as humans, energy, and our emotions are like batteries. So I like to call them the emotional batteries. And as soon as our emotional batteries, they are starting to become at a lower level, that's when we have a hard time to have the positive energy to break those biases and remain positively curious with what is surrounding us. And we can easily be conditioned with the illusions of what is life and time. So it's deep, but at the end, a pineapple needs to be nourished, cultivated all the time to keep it sweet and fresh. And it's the same thing with our own energy. How do you recharge? How do you cultivate yourself to keep yourself sweet, with a well-recharged pineapple shell to block the negative in and out.
I love that. So we, of course, want people to get the book, The Pineapple Theory. You can easily see even more on Steve if you go to thepineappletheory.ca. To recharge, what do you suggest? This is a great thing that people could apply right now while they're waiting for your book. How do they recharge?
That's a very good question, and I'm currently writing a text about it. How I like to see this is the pineapple theory views three fractions with the timeline to recharge: daily, quarterly, and annually. And just to provide an example, daily, I like to call it the daily feel good, and the daily or a daily quick emotional booster. And what this does is that one thing that you would do or you wish that you would do for yourself daily for a positive boost of your emotional batteries. Is it an outdoor walk? Is it weightlifting? Is it reading, painting, yoga? Just name it. The purpose is to be by yourself, likely in silence, with your thoughts to resonate them to a positive level. So the daily feel-good will serve as a cleansing process. Because in the emotional illusion of life and time, many will lose and forget themselves, like I often share. But with the daily feel-good, that is that one thing that is good for the emotional batteries. A coaching tip that I like to provide is as follow: plan your daily feel-good before everything else. If it requires to wake up earlier, do it. For example, I'm going to provide a personal example of myself. Weightlifting is my daily feel good. Does it require me to wake up, let's say, at 3 a.m. the morning, hit the gym at 5 and do it, and then I'm able to go through my day? Yes, it does. Is it a extra effort? It does, but being consistent is determination, and I'm determined to keep my emotional batteries high, to remain positive inside out throughout my day with everyone surrounding me.
And since you do that and you develop these concepts, what has happened to your life?
I've grown with my own theory. that's what it does. And something that I like sharing is always be the student. in life. It's that simple. And even when you're a master at something, because, you know, as much as I'm the author of the pineapple theory itself, we could perceive that, hey, he's the master pineapple. But if even when you're a master at something, masters always keeps learning and practicing. So daily, by consistently writing something new and fresh for the followers, using the essence of everything that is inside the books, allow me to grow within. And this is what I like to call the growth continuum. You just never stop growing. And it's kind of your own inner child. A child always learns.
Yeah,
keep that child growing all the time.
Absolutely. I love that. I love that. And you're, you know, practicing what you preach, so to speak. And speaking of that, an exciting thing's happening for you. And I think, this is more momentum for the pineapple theory. Tell the listeners about your trip that you're taking to Germany.
Right. Well, today I'm taking off for Frankfurt, Germany. It will be my third travel of the year, part of a very ambitious project of traveling the world with my pineapple. Yes, I walk towns in their landmarks with a pineapple fruit. I'm not kidding. I'm really doing that. But I will be attending Frankfurt Book Fair this year. That will be held from October 19 to the 23rd, open for the general public starting the 21st of October. I'm going to have for the very first time my own booth located at the sixth floor. Believe me, if you do attend, you cannot miss that booth. It's going to be pineapple-ish all over the place. I mean, I'll make sure that I bring pineapple scents so you can follow the author. But no, seriously, it's going to be quite an amazing experience. I have attended earlier this year in April, London's book fair. I was there for only one day. It was in a co-share booth. But that was a great energy, great experience to meet bookworms out there, or just those who are just curious to discover what is out there in case that they find something that may actually connect with them. Out of thousands of books, what if the pineapple is something that I love pineapple fruits. Well, what if you could really love the pineapple theory? So that's it's going to be quite an amazing experience, and I have 3 days for myself with 1 day with my local photographer based out of Berlin and Frankfurt for a picture day in town where we're going to walk the entire day, several landmarks, kind of with people, take hundreds and hundreds of pictures, and I'll be exploring the area that will feed several other inspirations for the blog and social media.
Well, we can't wait to see you pop up all over the world, and it's very exciting what's happening here. Again, the website, thepineappletheory.ca. You can get this book there. You can get this book on Amazon. Steve, thank you so much. Mr. Pineapple, I love it.
Well, can't miss it. And what the readers are sharing is it's all about people with Mr. Pineapple.
I love it. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.